True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
For this True North Tale, I sat down and had another conversation with Patrick Jacobson, and when we last spoke, it was before Folk on the Rocks, and Patrick was getting ready to perform with a band at Folk on the Rocks, and one of the first things I asked Patrick was, what has he been up to with this band?
Well, with that band that we played at Folk on the Rocks with, we've had the opportunity now to start writing and to start working on new material together, which is something we didn't have a lot of time leading up to Folk on the Rocks. I had a lot of recorded music and they learned it very quickly and it was great. But now we're, rather than them learning the Patrick Jacobson songs and playing them live, we have an opportunity to actually be a band and write together and create new stuff that they're heavily involved with. And I know we had talked before about going into the studio, but I think it's kind of evolved into a new project where it's we're going to be recording at David Dow's studio because he's the bass player in the band and so we can demo there and so we're going to start doing some stuff there.
And now that the band has a rehearsal space that they can go and jam at, I asked Patrick what they've been working on.
It's kind of a wait and see, I guess, at the moment. I mean, it's evolving every time we get together. The band gets together at least once a week right now. And every week it's kind of let's try this one. Let's see what happens. And it's kind of in that exciting period right now where it's like we're not entirely sure exactly how it's going to evolve. We're still experiencing that for ourselves with every rehearsal, right? With, you know, which songs are working, which songs are not working, and seeing which direction it's going to go. But I think it's going to be a pretty good rock record.
One of the other things that I asked Patrick during our chat was I noticed you can grab his record in the vinyl section at Williams Electronics here in Yellowknife. So I got his thoughts on how it feels to see his music on the shelf of a local store.
It's awesome. Somebody posted a photo of an old record store that I used to go to on Facebook the other day in one of those sort of nostalgia forums. And the one thing that we really miss is being able to walk into a store and be able to just talk to people about music, because you can't do that on a streaming service. And it's kind of neat when you can bump into another music collector as well in a shop and just chat about music. It's a really cool thing. So I'm really glad that a lot of stores are starting to come back to stocking music, but especially those that are stocking the local artists. And Williams Electronics is the only place that has my music at this time, but it's really wonderful to see. I love it.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.